Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. Republican American can be found on the web, rep-am.com. Also at your newsstands or pickup and delivery. And folks, when we post stories from the Republican American or any other paper, and we post a link to the story, I don't want to see another person say, I hate paywalls. If you want to have news and you want to have newspapers, gosh darn it, you got to pay for it. There. That's my lecture. Good morning, Ruth.
Thank you, Marshall. My sentiments exactly.
You know, I hate people. Yeah, you know, if you want the news and you want the full story, hey, I can give you a link and I can give you a few little lines about it. But get the full. I just don't understand it. You know, I really don't.
Well, I guess they want us to do it free. But anyway,
even a digital subscription is not it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyways,
mm-hmm.
Enough of that. It's Christmas week.
Yes, it is Christmas week, and first off, how are your knee doing?
My right knee is sore, and it was really sore this morning out in the cold. But it's already stronger than it was.
Oh, good.
I think it's going to actually work out much better than the left knee, seeing as I still have the ACL in it. But I didn't work for 3 days, which I didn't do last time.
Right.
Because it was a little more involved. But you know, we'll see what happens. I've got about 3 months to work it all out and see if we can get the two knees to work together.
Jogging down the streets of Sharon, yes.
I don't know about that.
So we did have a busy week, although it's, you know, the last few weeks of the year. Big story in Canaan about the putting a lien on the railroad station. The owners of the station, the Railroad Historical Association, received a grant back in the day when it was renovated and fixed after the fire, and Charlie Perotti, first selectman, said he's heard rumors that it's going to be sold, and they were advised to put a lien on to protect the town. It's a $2.9 million grant that has to be repaid. So they say this is just the beginning of that story. We'll be following that along as it comes. But
I think Charlie should speak to the town of Sharon and the Board of Selectmen. We lease this building from Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And upstairs, we let the Sharon Land Trust be there for a lease they couldn't get anywhere else. I mean, it's virtually nothing. But for the money that we pay them, they get about $20,000 a year that they put into a fund that keeps the building healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know it's a much bigger building, but you've got a real stable business in there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all works out.
Yeah, we're going to. That is got a lot of feedback on that story. People are concerned. So.
Oh yeah,
yeah. A couple of resignations and appointments. We have a new principal, Stacy Callow at Kellogg. She'll be starting in February. And Karen Manning, the longtime principal at Sharon Center, is resigning as of June 30th. So there'll be a search going on there. Lots of other things happening in Kent. They approved the 13-lot subdivision, but
court,
going to be appealed.
Court, yes.
And so as the those who were appealing said, it could, you know, wends its way through the courts for a couple of years, so I don't think we'll see action on that property. That's the piece that's the northern gateway to the town, just north on Route 7. So we'll, again, be following that one. Everybody is dealing with, all the towns are dealing with MIRA and what's going to happen with their trash. That trash-to-energy plant is going to be closing in June, and all the towns have to scramble to find ways to dispose of their garbage, and it's a real conundrum. They're talking now about shipping it by truck out to the Midwest or to the South, and rightfully so, all the town officials are just really upset. We're going backwards. Here we are going back to landfills and trucking garbage, and it's just so environmentally unsound, so financially unsound, and yet they're going to be caught between a rock and a hard place as to what they can do. So some of the towns have tabled it, but they have to have a decision whether to stay with MIRA for 5 years and take their chances or try and find something else. A real problem. And
yeah, now, is the Housatonic Ag Center still open? They're meant to be open through the 23rd, but last year they sold out.
It looked pretty empty when I went by yesterday, I must say. I have a feeling it looked closed up at around 2 o'clock yesterday, so I don't know. I would venture to guess call before you go, because I have a feeling there's nothing left. But, again, a nice brisk season, and wow, it's just somebody told me they got their tree there, and they're just so happy with it. It's so, and supporting the school. And they will be giving out in January funds to all the food banks from the profits that they've made, which is really neat. Just a word, I think we ought to just pay tribute to a couple of people who passed away this week. Mark Needhammer, who was a colleague of mine at when I worked at the Lakeville Journal. We all knew and loved Mark, and of course he was the greeter at the transfer station more recently, and that was a shock to hear he passed away. And in Cornwall, Joanne Wojtaszek, who was the watchdog of that town, attended every meeting. She was a force to be reckoned with. She was outspoken and made some enemies, but she died suddenly this week too. So a couple of prominent people that have left us.
You know, Mark, and this is the God's honest truth, I met him and his wife many years ago when I was in Tri Arts production of The Music Man. And when you saw him, you always saw a smile. He always had something funny to say. And people used to just love him even after he retired at the transfer station. He was known as that nice man in the transfer station.
Always had a funny little quip. And he was a great photographer. He was, he was a big shot for news in his day. So, our region is a little bit less because of these people leaving us.
But today, Marion Chatfield turned 95.
Oh,
Sharon.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, there's an upper.
I think we'll learn that way with an upper with Marion, who is a legend and one of those pillars of Sharon that we're losing all too much of, but we still have that wonderful woman around.
That's terrific. Lots of Christmas services going on. Just check it out. I just got word, the Sharon Methodist Church will be holding a service on Christmas Eve, and lots of other churches, obviously. We wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
And Ruth, you and your family enjoy the holiday season, and I won't give you Monday off.
I wouldn't expect it. I've got to do the last one of the year, Marshall.
That's so right.
Okay, the best to you and all the staff and Jill, and we'll see what 2022 brings us.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.